Hello and welcome to the Heinrich Heine University Travel Podcast. After the exams are over, many students like to go abroad to unwind. Today we want to talk about a favorite way of doing that. Joining me are Desiree, Nico and Leonard.
My ideal holiday would be in a nice hotel on a tropical island surrounded by palm trees and the beach in front of your door. I love to feel and to smell the salty sea breeze. I would spend my days relaxing at the beach, drinking one or two cocktails at the hotel bar, getting a sun-kissed tan, and diving into the island's coral reefs. I would do sightseeing tours, get to know the culture, and try exotic street foods. I would also try to find souvenirs as unique as possible in order to impress family and friends. During the holiday, I would take pictures of everything possible, from my breakfast to cats and dogs on the beach. I also would sleep as long as I wanted to and get up when I wanted to.
My favorite holiday would be a ski trip with my best friends. I love being outside the whole day, enjoying the sun and the snow while having a good time. The best accommodation for me and my friends would be a big wooden log cabin at the top of a mountain with a great view. There we would have the ability to relax in front of a fireplace or to have a party at the end of the day. I already know how to use skiers, so I would like to try out a snowboard to see which one is faster and which one would be more fun for me. Another big advantage of a skiing holiday is that you get to know other people very fast by having the same hobby. So as you can see, I am more of an action guy that wants to experience new stuff when on vacation rather than relaxing at the hotel bar.
My ideal holiday has to be an authentic one. I want to get culture shocked and end up in places foreigners rarely get to see. I'd love to travel through all of Europe for a year with all my belongings fitting in my backpack. I'd have to rely on strangers for a place to sleep. I would make new friends every day and get to know what their life is like, giving me new perspective on my own. All this contact to foreigners would improve my communication skills, forcing me to communicate in languages I barely speak. This would help me speak more freely and confidently in languages I'm an intermediate in. Plus, the backpacking community is awesome. They meet in hostels, trains and buses and help each other out whenever they can. It's a community where everyone is welcome and everyone looks out for each other. Once I traveled Europe, I'd like to explore places like India and Thailand too. So these were some interesting ideas, but why do you prefer your kind of holiday over others?
For me, a beach holiday like that brings back childhood memories since I grew up on the coast. It is also a great way to escape the stressful everyday life, just relax and enjoy the sun and your time, free from all responsibilities.
For me, the only way of having holidays is to be in the snow or at least somewhere where it's really cold. I like to put myself in warm clothes and drink a hot chocolate while watching the mountains and the valley. A ski trip for me is the right connection of sport and action during the day and relaxation at the end of it. And when this is not enough for you, you can go to an après-ski bar and drink a cold beer there. But the biggest plus for me is that you can't get a sunburn.
Hotels all around the world feel the same. I don't want to travel 1,000 miles to stay at a place that is just the same as the hotel in my city. Plus, hotel food sucks. I prefer authentic street food over an overpriced hotel kitchen. I want to experience the life in other countries instead of being stuck in some resort where there are more people from my own country than from others. I once went to a surfing camp in France and everyone I spoke to was German. How boring is that? So now that we heard some nice things about your holiday, what would be the worst possible thing that could happen to you on it?
One of my biggest fears on beach holiday is getting eaten by a shark when swimming too deep into the ocean with no lifeguard in sight. Another fear of mine is falling asleep on the beach and getting a real bad sunburn that can cause you cancer or getting a heat stroke by lying in the sun. But the worst possible thing that could happen would be getting kidnapped and eaten by native cannibals.
Skiing in general is famous for causing bad injuries, like the accident of Michael Schumacher some years ago showed. One of the worst things that could happened to me on a ski trip is to break a leg outside in the woods, somewhere where nobody can find me. Especially areas outside of the normal slopes are dangerous for generating avalanches. Because the snow is so soft, you can't tell what's underneath, so it happens quite often that people get stuck in it. Being buried under the snow with nothing to eat is one of my biggest fears. The mountain rescue would need to send a rescue team with a helicopter that would have to take me to the next hospital, which would bring my holidays to a rough ending. If this would happen to me, I am not sure if I would ever go on a skiing trip ever again in my life.
When backpacking, you're not protected from the weather. Having no place to sleep might be adventure in the summer, but it's dangerous in the winter. Unlucky travelers can also get stranded in remote areas, having to rely on hitchhiking to get to the next big city. Being robbed is also a huge risk for backpackers. Being in a foreign place with no money or passport is a bad situation to be in, especially outside of Europe. Make sure that the areas you're traveling in are secure and that the people you deal with are trustworthy. Kidnapping can also be a traumatic experience for you and your family. Make sure to only get into legit taxis. Do not solo travel in areas where kidnappings are common. But if you do, make sure somebody knows where exactly you are at all times, just in case.
These were some interesting sites, but now that you know our favorite way of traveling, tell us yours. Contact us at oralpod.phil.hhu.de. This was the Heinrich Heine University Travelcast. Until next time.